You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I was pretty wrapped up in the drama between Prince William and Prince Harry. But now Prince Charles has kind of been dragged into this because when Harry was over there for the funeral of Prince Philip, they had to keep William and Harry separated, they thought. But then people lost their minds because there was all this video of Harry and William actually walking side by side. Ooh. And Prince Harry talking to William and talking to Kate. Well, I guess they decided to have a little meet, Charles and his two kids. But nobody wanted to do a one-on-one with Harry because they don't trust him, they said. Well, yeah. So they insisted that they all three meet together so that Charles and William could be each other's witnesses in case Harry's camp came back later and tried to twist all their words.
Oh my gosh, what a mess. childish.
So they're like, we cannot meet with you alone. We actually have to have witnesses so that you don't spin this into some sort of BS.
You know, it's probably smart on their end to do that.
I agree.
Yep.
I agree. And just a sub note to all of that, today is Queen Elizabeth's 95th birthday.
Hello.
She's 95.
Bring me my kick.
Quick note. I don't want to... I guess there's no way I can say this without it being rude or insensitive, and I don't mean it to be. I'm just kind of stating a fact. The best thing that has happened to the game show Jeopardy has been, sadly, the passing of the icon, Alex Trebek, because now they are in the news every day.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings have to be sky high as they do all of these, you know, various guest host stints. They have never gotten this kind of publicity before. But there's a story out now where they are ranking the guest hosts in terms of who has had the highest Nielsen ratings. And it turns out that the best so far was Ken Jennings. He was that superstar player a few years
ago. Super smart guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. And charismatic, really.
He was okay. A lot of people were raving about Mike Richards, who's actually just one of the producers. He's actually second in terms of the ratings. And then quarterback Aaron Rodgers, third. But they say that's after only 1 week. He's got another week to see where his ratings
end up. He seems fun. He's a little dry, does not have a lot of energy, but
I agree.
He's doing all right.
Yeah, some of the clips I've seen.
He needs some coaching.
It could just be that because he's a professional athlete, we're surprised that he's doing as well as he is.
Have you seen the podium picture when he's standing there at the podium? It's like from his back looking at the podium, and he's got like numerous sticky notes on the podium that says, you know, smile more, laugh more, charismatic. You know, it's like all these notes that the producers are saying, yeah, we notice you're a little dry, dude. So step it up.
That's fine. They did say that he prepared for it more than any other guest host. He spent hours watching videotape, kind of like quarterbacks do before a big game.
That's right.
They said he really, really prepared for it. Anderson Cooper just started his first two-week stint guest hosting, so we don't have ratings for his stuff yet. Anyway, what else, Trini?
For those of you that would like to feel old today, do you recall playing the game Duck Hunt on the original Nintendo Entertainment System? I would like to let everyone know that April 21st, 1984 is when that game came out. It is 37 years old today.
Unbelievable.
Didn't we all try to shoot the dog? I mean, come on.
Well, you
tried.
You tried.
You couldn't do it, but didn't
just
we?
To see
he'd
what
come up
happen.
And laugh at you, and you would try.
We'll probably get hate mail for this, too. It's a digital.
It's a digital. We're not condoning violence against animals,
but when you're
that
a kid,
game.
You're like, what happens if I do this?
I know. I could never get the dog.
I mean, come on. We would turn the little thing and aim it at each other.
Yes,
I
you
mean,
would.
So.
Anyway, that game is 37 years old. So, bottom line, for those of you that played the game as a young child, it's almost time to schedule your first colonoscopy. In entertainment news, one of my personal favorites, and Dom's as well, I believe. This is exciting. The Ted Lasso Season 2 trailer dropped yesterday. So you can search for that. I highly recommend that show.
I don't want to watch the trailer.
It doesn't give away much.
It doesn't?
No, it really doesn't. And I was too excited to watch it.
Do they have a date for when the show's
July 23rd. It's going to be released on Apple TV. So if you subscribe, all four of you that subscribe to that, you're going to want to check that out because it's a good show. Speaking of Apple, I watched it for a few minutes yesterday. Their big keynote that they do, like, what is that, every year or two?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the whole thing because, dang, they're long. They're really long. But I do have to give props to Apple because their keynotes are just visually beautiful. And I think that's what sucks me in. They really sell their products. Some of the stuff coming out is the AirTag coming out April 30th. It's a little tag that you can put on, like, your backpack or a lunchbox or your car keys or whatever. And it works like Find My Phone. So you can go onto your phone and find your AirTag 1 that's on your backpack or your laptop.
So if somebody steals your backpack, they
you know where
rip
it
that
is.
Thing right off
yep.
and throw it in the
so
dumpster.
So stick one of those on your kid's forehead or something, too, and you always know where your kid is. Some new iMacs are coming out, some vibrant colors, a little slimmer, better picture quality, yada, yada, yada. New iPad Pro is coming out. Only $1,100 for this one, Dom. Faster performance, clearer screen, blah, blah, blah. I love my iPad. Do you have an iPad?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's one of my most favorite pieces of electronic equipment. I love it. New Apple Card stuff coming out. You can now share funds. It's like Apple Venmo, basically.
Oh, okay.
New Apple TV, different colors for the iPhone, podcast subscriptions now, something else to subscribe to. So a lot of fun stuff coming out from Apple. It's always kind of exciting. Here's a fun question this morning. A new survey out this morning asked people if they'd rather have a good body or more money. Or a good body and a better love life. Or a good body and a better work-life balance. Basically, a lot of people said a better body.
They went with the body.
A lot of people went with the body. Which, if you take the more money, couldn't you hire like really good trainers and stuff then get the good body? I don't know. I will tell you, as you age, it gets harder to have a good body. So, like, if you were to snap your fingers and have a great body and be able to eat whatever you want, that's pretty darn tempting, isn't it?
It reminds me of this famous clip from our show from years ago.
Like my body.
Oh, Anna Nicole, may she rest. I'll tell you, I've been working out quite a bit more, and it might... elbows and stuff hurt. I told Nicole last night my creases hurt. Like the creases in my arms and stuff, they hurt. I had to rub CBD oil on them last night.
And I get you some Bengay.
No. I'm not
icy
that
hot.
I'm not going to go that far yet. And then real quick, I do have to tell you this funny story. Oh, where's it at? Where's it at? Hold on. Here it is. It's a completely random story. It's a study out of the University of Michigan. They found that we automatically make assumptions about men who wear giant logos on their shirts, like a big Nike swoosh or something like that. The assumption is when you see these guys, they're harder to trust, they're less reliable, they're not relationship material, and they get it on with a lot of people. All because you have a giant logo on your shirt? What is that? They say researchers think it's because these shirts are really loud, basically. And it's kind of like a peacock flash in its feathers, you know?
I
like,
see.
Look at me, look at me. Want to get it on?
Sense.
So,
if
I don't
they
know.
Have the Nike logo, are we expecting them to walk up and say, hey, want to just do it?
I was just going to say, literally just do it, I guess. I don't know. So, guys, throw those shirts away immediately. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. A funny prank video I posted this morning. It's making the rounds of a guy on a hiking trail pulling off an epic snake prank on the woman he's with. He connected this like rubber snake to her backpack with like some fishing line.
Not
so it was following her. And then he said, snake, 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 snake. And you got to see her reaction. It's really good. What do you mean not a good idea?
I
don't
like snakes.
Prank, this is, bro.
This will come back to bite him, I think.
It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.